No, I need to do a live stream for all the participants of Friday so they don't make it.
Yeah, we have. An hour later, it's live. But, life is a different concept. If you live it, you live. If you live here, b'shas ma'aseh, you also not live b'shas.
I wanted to speak a little bit more about the topic of being mechakel b'yosa, waiting Mashiach's coming. First of all, I wanted to speak about the question that was brought up last week. When did the chiyuv of lachkis b'yosa start? When did the chiyuv to wait Mashiach start? So, first of all, it touches upon a fundamental question, and I'll explain to you some of the. I mean, I'll just. The quote is like this: you have there's a sefer from Rav Moshe Mitrani, the Mabit. He wrote a sefer called Beis Alikim. In the sefer Beis Alikim, he has something called Shad HaYosaidus. He discusses there the principles of faith, and he writes over there. There is as I mentioned briefly in the past, the Rambam wrote his Pirush HaMishnayos. It's only sefer the Rambam really wrote in Lashon HaKodesh was as Yad HaChazakah. But his Pirush HaMishnayos, his commentary on the Mishnayos, he wrote in Arabic. We have the Arabic today. I'm not fluent in Arabic, so it doesn't help me much. But we have translations of it. Now, there's a number...
Could be the language is not exactly...
Right, the Rebbe once mentioned these types of things, that the language, the expression of a language changes over time. Even Lashon HaKodesh, you have the way the Torah says expression, the way the Chachamim said it, coming to different things. So the Rambam Pirushim in the standard translation of Pirushim Mishnah said the Rambam speaks about Mashiach at length in the Hakdama to Perichel. There's a Perik in Sanhedrin. Everybody knows it. At least the first Mishnah, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Leilam Hab. Every Jew has a Chelik Leilam Hab. It's known as 10th Perik of Sanhedrin. Is known as the chapter Chelik Perik Chelik. And the Rambam, before he starts explaining the actual Mishnah of Perek Chelik, he gives a whole introduction where he discusses the idea of, discusses a lot about Mashiach, what's the purpose, what's the idea of Olam Haba, the world to come. And because most people at his time looked at the ultimate reward as some type of physical, you know, bliss of, you know, the Rambam uses another place as Kmoishim Medamim Ha'arvim Avtipshim or something. So Tamim Lashon.
Yes, Moshe Apollo.
Huh? But I'm calling this Negev, but in other words, how foolish people.
Used to use this very.
How foolish people think that the whole thing is you should be able to enjoy life and eat and so on and so forth. And the Rambam writes, so the Rambam goes on to explain what the real idea of Olam Haba is and so on and so forth. And he touches also upon what the purpose of Mashiach is, how people understood Mashiach, what the real, whatever. The Rambam explains the purpose of Mashiach is not the ultimate purpose, it's to lead to Olam Haba, and so on and so forth. But the Rambam there then goes on to explain the 13 principles of faith. Because whoever doesn't believe in the 13 principles of faith doesn't have a chelik Olam Haba, doesn't have a portion of the world to come.
It's all in the Akdama to Chelik.
So there, the Rambam writes, and before he gets to the 13 principles of faith, when he's describing the purpose, the ultimate purpose of doing Torah Mitzvot, he discusses a lot about Mashiach. When you come to the actual 13 principles of faith, the 12th principle, which is a principle of Mashiach, he writes very brief, and he mentioned you have to believe, and truly believe that he will come, and you shouldn't think he'll be delayed, and you shouldn't make set times for his coming. And then he writes in the standard translation, which was standard up for many years, up until recently, I would say, where modern authors came and gave other translations. It said that you should believe that he'll be greater than any king that ever was there, that ever existed, as it has been prophesied from all the prophets, from Moshe through Malachi, which is the last prophet. Now, this statement seems to imply very clearly that it's not enough just to believe in Mashiach, and thus, but there's some obligation here to believe that Mashiach will be greater than any other king that ever existed in the past. Now, all the translations today, they point out that in the original Arabic, it's not there. And they have a very slightly different, but fundamentally different reading of the text that you should believe that he'll be great and, you know, beloved and so on, as it has been prophesied from all the prophets from Moshe through Malachi, but not that you should believe that he'll be greater than anyone that was ever there.
Daily Yisroel, Svareihem, right, quoted Amram as he writing it, as that he wrote that it's a mel, that he's a Melech Gadol, the greatest king of all kings. And then now they discovered it's not correct. Or
in other words, this was a stand. There's a number of things which the Rambam, in other words, like I mentioned, there's a number of things. When it comes to many aspects of halach, even. We have to know exactly what the Rambam wrote and how it was translated. Now, the translation of the Rambam, Gdeli Yisrael never wrote this necessarily lahalacha. This was a standard, you look in the back of the Shas Vilna, the standard translation, this is it. The only Gadol Yisrael that writes particularly about this piece that I could know of is the Ramosha Mitrani, the Mabit. In other words, because he wrote on the Yisraelis. I'll put it like this, some of the Mas, I'll explain to you why it does make a difference and why it doesn't.
The Barbanel doesn't mention
the Barbanel discusses he discusses in the Sefer Reish Amona about the 13 principles of faith and why Mashiach is a principle and why if you don't believe in him you're a Kofer. But this detail doesn't get focal attention. And I'll explain a very simple point over here. It's self understood that if you learn about Mashiach, he'll be greater than David HaMelech, he'll be greater than Shlomo HaMelech. I mean, you read the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim and Perek Yud Aleph, you'll see very clearly how the Rambam explains how the Rambam brings the comparison between Mashiach and David, and what David accomplished, what Mashiach will accomplish. He brings the Pesukim in Parashas Bilam, at the conscious one part of the Pasuk speaks about David, and part of the Pasuk speaks about Mashiach, and it's clear in each specific detail as the Rambam goes on that Mashiach will amplify David HaMelech in a much greater way. So it's self-understood.
No, right, clearly, but Shlomo HaMelech is greater.
In his Chochmah, it doesn't say in his Malchus.
No, Shlomo, in Chochmah.
Yeah.
In Nevuah, he's Karev Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Huh?
In Nevuah, he's Karev Nevuah, it's not greater than Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah.
Right, that's right.
But Chochmah, but it's Shlomo.
So it's really not, in other words, it's not negeya, if someone would think about it. Actually, in other words, someone was asking, why doesn't Rambam write in a safe Mishnah Torah that you have to believe Mashiach will be greater than any king that ever existed? In other words, if, according to this translation, this is so fundamental, so Rambam should have wrote it in his Mishnah Torah. So the answer is, but Pashtas, Rambam never wrote it in his Pirush HaMishnayos either. Rambam never wrote it in his Mishnayos, you have to believe. It was the way how the translator either embellished it or understood it this way, or whatever. Second of all, which is also a very primary point, is that it doesn't have to be spelled out necessarily, because if you read the basic understanding of what Mashiach is, it's self-understood, it'll be greater than everyone else. But there is a fundamental thing which does come out from this thing, which the Mabit writes, that according to this understanding of, according to this, he quotes this translation, and he takes it, I don't know if the Mabit, didn't understand the Arabic or not, but he quotes this translation, and he says that according to this comes out that the obligation to await and believe in Mashiach really goes way past, in other words, goes back in history, if I remember correctly, the way the Mabit writes, I'm almost sure, he writes that even already in the times earlier of David HaMelech and so on, when you had the Malchi Beis David, you still had, it was still an anticipation that there will one day come a king who will, you know, surpass everyone.
Nochfar bin Yabes HaMikdash.
Yeah,
You see, here is a bit tricky, and I'll explain to you why. When you learn the Psukim, according to the way the Rambam explains the Psukim, so the Pasuk of the prophecies, the Rebbe explains this in the Sicha, the prophecies of Mashiach really contain two parts, and people don't always realize it this way. There's two prophecies about Mashiach. One prophecy is the end of Golus and return of the exiles. The main prophecy of Mashiach in the Torah, the Parshas Nitzavim, where it's clearly specified about the coming, not about Mashiach himself, but about the times of Mashiach, the Parshas Nitzavim, Shav Hashem Melkecha, Shvuz Chadei Bishul, return your captivity, return into Eretz Yisrael, you'll be Hitivchav Hirpacham Yavisach, a life will be better than ever was before, and Eden will keep Torah mitzvahs and so on. The Rambam doesn't mention all these details in the Psukim, just means the aspect of Kibbutz Golias, the gathering of the exiles. This is the first and primary proof from the Torah from Mashiach, and the Rambam writes that this proof includes all the words of the Nevi'im. In other words, this is the main thing of the prophecy of the coming of Mashiach. Then the Rambam moves on to discuss the prophecy of Parshas Bilam. And he brings the whole parallel, the one part of the pasuk, it says a star comes out from Yaakov, this refers to David, and this staff comes out from Israel, refers to Mashiach, and he will smite the edges of Moab as David, and he will knock out all the sons of Sheis as Mashiach, and David, whatever it is. So the reason why the Rambam brings this separate proof, there's a few explanations of it, but the two basic explanations Rabbi gives is a proof in Parshas Nitzav doesn't speak about Mashiach himself at all. It speaks about the gathering of exiles. It says the Eibusher will gather in the exiles. It doesn't mention anything about a messenger, about a human Mashiach. The Pasuk in Parshas Bilam, on the other hand, does mention, identify Mashiach as a person. Another detail, another reason why the Pasuk in Parshas Bilam are very important is because the Pesukim and Parshas Bilam describe to us what Mashiach has to do, what is Mashiach. In other words, the Rambam goes on later in Perek Yud Aleph to describe the signs of knowing who Mashiach is and what he has to do, and the Rebbe explains that they all are based on the Pesukim and Parshas Bilam. So the general thing about the Geula in general is in Parshas Nitzav, and the belief in Mashiach as a person, and also to identify the activities that Mashiach has to do, that is based on Parshas Bilam. But there's another fundamental difference that the Rebbe explained in another Sikha. The Rebbe says Parshas Nitzavim is talking about a redemption that comes after an exile. It's clear there will be an exile. Moshe tells Yidden is going to become, the Eibush is going to go next, and Yidden are going to, the Eibush also want with Yidden and Golos, it's going to be a Golos, the Eibush is going to return Yidden from Golos. Good. And like Rashi says, Veheshul Nemer al Vashav, the Eibush himself, there will be a redemption of the Shekhinah as well from Golos. Good. Pesukim and Parshas Bilam don't mention that there's going to be a, that says, it's according to the way the Rambam is learning, the Mefarshim have different ways of learning these Pesukim, which is another reason why the Rebbe says the Pesukim and Parshas Bilam in them themselves are not a good enough proof about Mashiach, because some Mefarshim learn that a bunch of these Pesukim speak only about David. But absolutely, I don't want to get into the whole thing, it's not relevant to this year. But the first, the Pesukim and Parshas Bilam speak about two kings and parallels how one will amplify what the other did. There's no, in Parshas Bilam doesn't mention that there will be a galus, an exile in between. In other words, for the Pesukim and Parshas Bilam to be fulfilled, right, for the Pesukim and Parshas Bilam to be fulfilled, there's no need to say, you could say that, Moshe, I'll give you a simple example. The Gemara says, in Masechta Sanhedrin, the Eibusher wanted to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach. He wanted to make Sanhedrin came, and I mean, there was then a Golos, some Aseres Hashotim were in Golos, but you still had a Melech in Beis David. The kingdom of David HaMelech was not touched. The kingdom of Yehuda, where the dynasty of David HaMelech was ruling, was not touched by Sanhedrin. And the Eibusher wanted to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach, but because he did whatever it is, he didn't praise Hashem for the miracle, whatever, he didn't end up being Mashiach. Now here, there was no Golos, Chizkiyahu was still king. What would have happened then was that there would have been a chain of kings from the house of David, and then down the line, one of them would have amplified and become Mashiach. There was no need for a full-fledged Churban Beis Hamikdash and Golos and so on and so forth. According to this Hava Amina, so to say, or the Eibusher wanted to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach.
It's not pshat is that the Meshach Ben is telling you that there has to be a Golos.
No, Parshas Nitzavim is saying that there will be a Golos. But I'm saying we could differentiate that in the prophecies about Mashiach, there's two points. There's a prophecy that there's going to be a redemption of exile. But there's another point here as well, which is not necessarily connected with the prophecy of the end of exile. There's a prophecy that there will be a king that will come, that will amplify, that will be much greater than David.
Why there's no raya from as Yoshi, as Shorlai member as Yoshi? There was Mazbe, what's the difference between Rambam's rayas and that raya from as Yoshi? That the Rambam wants to emphasize his Nakuda, his emphasis over here is about a Mashiach or a Ish. From Yoshi, there's still not a raya don't remember exactly, but
Machazach, Golos does not have to be home by Samigdash. Sofka Sof in time of Yechizkio. The given up Golos. There was some Golos. There was some Cherib wanted to come her. They didn't. There was some. Over there was some torture with Mizok.
Let's see.
Und wie stellt sich aus, denn der Ruchel kommt in der Chefes auf Nehem, und ihm sagt, dass sie mich haben, der Ruchel ist ein Mashiach. Sie haben mich schaß, bei mir ist ein Ehlmes, ist ein Gewinn, der Ruchel ist ein Mashiach.
Now, what did I want to say? What I wanted to say is like this, the Mabit writes, so in other words like this, in other words is, if let's say we're talking about before David HaMelech became king, yeah? So we're anticipating, we're not yet anticipating Mashiach, we're anticipating David HaMelech. Yeah, let's say take the Psukim, just to give another example of the prophecies about Mashiach, which Adam doesn't bring this one. We have in Parshas Vayichi, when Yaakov is benching Yidden before he passes away, discussing the prophecies regarding Shevet Yehuda. It says, Gur Aryeh Yehuda, you know, that how his first Yehuda will be like a cub, then like a lion, and Layosud, and then eventually Mashiach will come, right? So if you look in Rashi and other Mefarshim, Yaakov is prophesizing about David, about Shlomo, about Mashiach. So before you have David HaMelech, you're waiting for the prophecy of David to become fulfilled. You can't say that you're right away waiting for the prophecy of Mashiach to become fulfilled. But you could still say that ideally you're waiting that eventually there'll come a time that you'll reach the peak of the kingdom of David HaMelech, which will be expressed through Mashiach. So, getting back, the bottom line, the Mabit clearly writes, again, I didn't get a chance to look at it before I came here, I'm almost sure that that's the way he writes, that before Golos, there was still the idea of believing and anticipating Mashiach still existed in some way, because you're anticipating that will eventually.
Because the girls are kids. What did the Rebbe says clearly? There was not a chance it's going to be another 2,000, 3,000 years later.
Yeah, but that was then. They wouldn't. I don't know if they how would have worked.
Whatever it is, but it was.
Yeah, fine. However, what I would say is the Rebbe has a sicha, and in the Rebbe's sicha, trying to find it here, I don't see it right now. The Rebbe has a sicha. The Rebbe writes in two different sichas. The Rebbe asks the question: why isn't the chiyuv of anticipating Mashiach and believing in Mashiach one of a separate mitzvah in the Torah, or a separate chiyuv? So one answer the Rebbe gives, which is not relevant to our shir today, is since that Mashiach is the completion of Torah mitzvahs. So, for example, you have a rule that Rambam writes, a general mitzvah that, let's say, is a mitzvah that says to keep Torah mitzvahs. It's not a mitzvah in of itself. It can't be counted as a separate mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah that means keep Torah mitzvahs. So, similarly, since the belief in Mashiach is a belief which means you believe that there'll come the time that Torah mitzvah will be able to be completed, you're waiting that, or Mechakel, you're waiting that, so it's similar to that type of thing. You can't make it a separate individual commandment to believe from Mashiach as a separate thing. You're believing in the completion of Torah mitzvahs as a whole, which, if so, is called a tzivi koilol. It's a general, commandment which can't be considered an individual commandment. There's another answer to that, because it's a very pushed answer. The Rebbe says, Yav Allah, you don't count a mitzvah that's only noig, that's only applies in a certain time. So the mitzvah of waiting for Mashiach, anticipating his coming, only applies in the time of Galus. First of all, I'll start from the simple thing. Once Mashiach comes, there's no mitzvah of Mechakel L'Biyosi anymore. Mashiach is already here. The whole idea of Mechakel L'Biyosi means you're waiting for Mashiach to come. It's not, in other words, to put it like this, Galus is not normal. There's no mitzvah there's no internal mitzvah to believe Mashiach will come, because Mashiach is supposed to come. Once Mashiach comes, there's no mitzvah.
It's not a mitzvah.
However you want to call it. In other words, to make a mitzvah out of it means that, in other words, the way somebody once explained it, a very beautiful way, there's no mitzvah to believe in Mashiach, because Mashiach is supposed to come. That's the whole point. Once he comes, you can't say there's still a mitzvah to believe in his coming.
But
this is so that's a separate thing. For example, the Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah to wipe out Amalek. There's a mitzvah to wipe out the seven nations. So the Rambam writes, if let's say Amalek is completely killed, it doesn't mean that the mitzvah to wipe out Amalek is gone. It means the mitzvah is that if there would be a possibility that there would be someone from the seed of Amalek, there would be a mitzvah to kill him.
Like a mitzvah
so,
if, chattis,
so, so, so e- e- even if the person on whom the mitzvah applies is not there, but the mitzvah in of itself still applies. However, if you're talking about something which the whole
no mitzvah do an aveda to bring a karmachatis, and if not,
so the whole
there's no aveda, there's no mitzvah.
But the Rebbe then adds a few words, and the Rebbe says that also during the time of Machlus Beis David, he couldn't say that there was a chiyuv of mechakel b'yosei. Yeah, I'm trying to. I think it's in the safe. I can't find it at the moment. So the Rebbe uses that lashon. According to that,
has man Machlus Beis David.
That the Rebbe uses a zamin lashon that.
Really? Sons. Mishleim, he given.
Sholem Mishal. No, what do you mean?
Spirit? You're going to Molly on Chomet.
David did get on Chomet.
Ich bin gerade so kurz, in der Hand. Ich sage,
Stralin, schlach mal bei der Tisch, schlach vor, darf man da reingehen, er muss sich von mir zu rein, gleich, wie lange mit zwei Schlägen. So, all das ist schön, jammelt ist in Gewänderingen auf Moschiach. Noch fahren.
Na, wissen wir, was das meint. Wir werden so gehen, als. Ich sage, ich bin da, 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 ich bin da.
Whatever, it could be it said, I don't know exactly what to find in the second. B'cholayfin, it's like this. I mean, I would say it's like this. First of all, to me, it's B'chal Nad Rishayla in Etzem Inyan, because the whole Mabit is based on a section in the Rambam, which the Rambam didn't write. In other words, so, okay, the Mabit is like, God will be Yisrael. Taking that away. In other words, you understand what I'm saying? In other words, there is when you look at Mashiach, the attack is two components. On one hand, there's the concept that you don't need the Golos in order to have Mashiach. But on the other hand, there is a Mashmos in the Torah. The whole concept of Mashiach comes through a galus, or even al-pichsidus particularly, there's yirida l'tzeira chaliyah, the fact that you reach a higher king that's much greater than David, dafka comes through the yirida in galus. So therefore, in a certain sense, I would say like this, you have already, it says that Yaakov wanted Mashiach. You have, it says the Moshel, l'shuvatcha kvisi Hashem, when Yaakov said before he passed away, he was benching the Shevet of Dan, and he said, l'shuvatcha kvisi Hashem, so the Medrash says that Yaakov was prophesizing about Shimshon, and Yaakov was hoping that Shimshon will be the ultimate one that will bring the Gula Shlema. When he sees that Shimshon is gonna pass away, so he tells Eibushel, "Shuascha kvisi Hashem." You know, like he's praying and hoping for there's also Shrein Zion. There should already be the complete redemption. Moshe Rabbeinu, said to the Eibushter, when the Eibushter sent him, take him out of Mitzrayim, shlach no biyatishlach, send it in the hand of the one you will send in the future, because I'm anyway not going to, be a complete redemption and so on and so forth. So there definitely is the concept that Mashiach is something which was already wanted and desired at the beginning of time. But what I would say is that the real yearning for Mashiach in a very expressed way, definitely happened in time of Golos. In other words, I'll give you nafkamina lahalacha. I'll explain to you exactly what I'm trying to say. According to the way the Rebbe's shit is, that there's going to be two periods in Mashiach, right? When Mashiach comes, and everything is, the Rebbe says we'll already have all the miracles taking place. But let's say, according to plain halacha, the Mashiach comes and the world runs according to the world. Is there an obligation to await for Tchias HaMeisim, to wait for all the miracles that will take place? Is there a chiyuv? There's an Indian. I'm sure you're waiting that there'll be a greater revelation of godliness in the world.
Definitely a
to say, is there a chiyuv? To say that Boisei Hazman, there'll be a chiyuv to wait for the second.
Why not? I'm not afraid of the chiyuv.
Why, yes.
The question is,
why, yes?
Because the Shlem Zatera.
I have Shlemus HaTeira. Yet he eats for an. There's no Shibud Malchias. I have a Beit Samikdash. I have a Sanhedrin. I have all the Yidna keeping Teira Mitzvah. It's just, Elam Kinoginai, the fruits. The earth is not producing ready-made food. The dead didn't rise yet.
There is a level of Mashiach. The Shlemus HaTeira is not only in Shlemus HaKima Mitzvah Prepel Mamish. There's a Shlemus HaTeira that this is Gala, that the Mashiach, the Gemi Gala, that Shlemus is not here until the...
So the question is, Legabe, that shleimus, is there a chiyuv hilchosi? Is there a halachic chiyuv to be mechakel of biyosi? Because obviously there's an inyan. Let's say a person is a bein and he wants to be a tzaddik. Yeah, I mean, for a yid, there's a chiyuv to try to be a bein. You should be a bein. I mean, let's talk in Tanya language.
Yeah, he lived Mashiach in the Maida, and he is no. Tell me, he didn't want Mashiach.
Ich würde mal sie ganz zum Fenster zu schmecken, noch muss ich nicht da, because wenn ich rum ist.
Ich bin nicht hier. Aber ich komme so ein Kim aus meinem Verklagungsstrom, ich bin nicht gut, dass er mir gut ist, nicht gut, dass er so hat. Ja, ich bin nicht so, was er kriegt. Aber da ist in der Matze, was die ganze Welt hat, ist.
Again, I definitely
I don't sag, I'm
the shleimus, the Rebbe learned chlam pshat, is the shleimus from Mashiach is as mervi amelech is the lamed as a elam kulei, the limud from Mashiach in the gresser in the malchus from Mashiach. In halacha,
no b'seder.
That's the ultimate thing is that nasi, not melech.
Yeah, but that's in halacha that Rebbe learns that way. No. That the limud,
no, in hal,
in halacha. Again, I want to just run
some. It's a sichem vayigash chelak ba'amidei. Sich, and b'cholif, there's no clear answer in this. I just wanted to discuss, and to stamp one more nekuda. Ha, finish now.
No, you're sorry, nicht.
Ha, say.
One more onion.
There is, we're discussing last week about the chiyuv of anticipating Mashiach, waiting for Mashiach. So the there's a lot to speak about on this particular topic. You have the lashon in there's two expressions for waiting Mashiach. There's mechakel biyosu. And then there's sipisal yishua. There's awaiting his arrival, and then there's sipisal, like looking out, also anticipating salvation. There's many things to say. I just want to finish up with one word. There's various different explanations. There are people that discuss the difference between them, but I would say the word sipisal yishua is waiting Mashiach. Think about the term waiting Mashiach. The Rebbe explains why do you wait Mashiach? Because then there will be the completion of Torah mitzvahs and all these things. Sipisal Yeshua, your waited salvation, seems to be giving a very defined thing what you're waiting for. You're waiting salvation. You understand? It's not just waiting, you know, it's Yeshua. It doesn't say you're being mechake l'shleimus ha-Torah mitzvahs. There's sipisal Yeshua, there's the Eibush of salvation. Now there's I'm just speaking about what the Sefer, I think Pele Yoetz, whatever, I think so. He writes about the piece of Yeshua. What is the idea of Mitzad Niglish Abitayram? Mitzad, not talking about here Kabbalistic explanations, about awaiting the Abish's Yeshua. So he says there's really two aspects here. As even if a person has a personal tzada, a person has a personal thing he's in, he's supposed to await the Abish's salvation. There's a chiyuv of emunah bitochen, to have bitochen in the Abish, and to await Yeshua's salvation. So the tzipisal Yeshua about Mashiach is two things. Side is bechlal, the etzem inyan, that when you have a person has a tzadah, which I've dafka a navi, or all the neviim promised him that he'll be saved from. But he believes in the Eibush is etzem atoyv, he's going to help him. Does he need to await the Eibush's salvation? That's part of the inyan of tefillah. The shuas chakivinu kol ayoyim. Then, b'noisef lazeh, that's one part of the waiting of Mashiach. Same way you await for any tzadahs that you have, the Eibush is all that help him. See, when it comes to Mashiach, there's obviously much more because Abishur promised it, and this is Tachlis Abri, and we're all eating, waiting for, and so on and so forth.
But I'm just from the Mashiach.
there's two aspects here, I think. In other words, there's one aspect. What I would say is I'll split it into two, if I may say so. There's one aspect of it which is a bit similar to the regular aspect that whenever you have it, you're anticipating the apes helping you. I'm only highlighting that because it just gives more clearer understanding of where, in other words, anticipating Mashiach is not just anticipating Mashiach, I want Mashiach. There's also b'chalal, people, there's b'chalal in the Torah, whenever you're in a tzara, you should daven and hope the Eibusha will help you. And then, when you're talking about Mashiach, obviously there's much, much more, because this is what the Eibusha promised, and the whole purpose and of the world, and the world can't exist without it, and the world is crazy without it, and so on and so forth. Nikiris as I'm a pale mamish in Kane Drushes.
Double share. Double share.